This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Just 22 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now is our Denver Nuggets insider. He's going to be jumping on with us on a kind of a weekly basis, especially as we really dive into Nuggets talk as we get closer and closer. I mean, it's August. We're going to be talking training camp before too long. Brendan Vogt of DNVR Nuggets. Brendan, my man, great to catch up with you.
Good to be back, man. Good to be back. It's been a busier summer for me personally and on the Nuggets beat than I expected.
So. What have you been? I mean, have you had a chance? And I know life gets crazy and stuff, but have you had a chance to get away at all? Or what's that like for you?
Yes, glad you asked. Well, we were in Vegas recently. I had to swing back home for a quick trip, but my girlfriend and I were able to check out Chicago recently. And Chicago in the summer, my man, is it's an elite experience. So we had a good time.
I've only been once, and it was not during the summer. But it was actually, I toured and everything. I mean, it was fantastic. It kind of does take your breath away.
It's a great city. It's as far as the real metropolitan thing, it's New York 1, Chicago 2, in my opinion. So it's a great time.
I'm glad you got a chance to get away a little bit, man. And I'm looking forward to connecting with you throughout the course of the season. Brendan, you and I have talked about this. Maybe we haven't talked as much after all the aftermath of what the Nuggets have done this offseason, but you and I both agreed, and I think all Nuggets media and fans agreed, that this was the most or is the most important offseason perhaps in Nuggets history. In your mind, did they do enough to kind of live up to that saying? Did they complete enough to live up to, hey, this is the most important offseason in our history?
I think so. Obviously, we talked about the tough start they got off to with losing Tim Connelly right off the bat. You know, I've been fortunate enough to get to know Calvin a little bit here over the summer, speak with folk inside the organization, and they're as confident as one could be in Calvin. And when I talk to him, I see why. A prepared and intelligent man who's ready, who has a plan. I think that's really the best way you can articulate it, is he has a plan. It's to bring in perimeter defenders. It's to bolster the defense around Jokic. And when an executive is clear about their plan like that, it's able to sort of evaluate them against it. It becomes real easy. And they did a good job in adding KCP and Bruce Brown. Do we love the DeAndre Jordan signing? Absolutely not.
But maybe like 8 years ago we do. But
yeah, that's right. Look, I mean, it's a veteran, you know, backup center on a minimum. If you'd love to have a better option there. That's probably my biggest issue with the offseason. But ultimately, he came in with a plan, and he followed that plan. I think the Nuggets are in great shape.
What do you think the difference is between Tim Connelly and Calvin Booth? Because doesn't it seem like Calvin Booth, I mean, he hit the ground running and said, all right, I know we got a stud in Joker. The hope is that Porter and Murray come back with their offensive prowess. We have to be better defensively. It does seem like already Calvin Booth is making that, dare I say, more of an emphasis than what we saw with Connelly.
Absolutely. I think Connelly, one way you could sort of view his philosophy as a head decision maker is he will take best player available. He will roll the dice on talent. And he does a very good job fostering real relationships with these players. And while that can be a detriment to a general manager, it's also what allowed the Nuggets to build a pretty healthy culture here. And I think that's a large part of what first Washington and now Minnesota were after in him. Calvin was not afraid to come in here and trade Mr. Nugget and Monte Morris, longest tenured Nugget and Will Barton. He knew what he wanted to do, and he wasn't afraid to do it. I just think his plan is a little more defined, for better or worse, and he, maybe not cutthroat, but he's not messing around. He's got a plan, and he knows what he wants to do, and he's going to follow that plan.
I like that, too. Maybe his plan is a little more refined, because you're right. With Conley, obviously Conley was amazing, did so many of the right things. But maybe this, and again, we'll see, for better or worse, like you said, but it does feel like there is kind of this plan surrounding the Joker as far as getting him some more defensive talent, getting him a couple of scorers around him. Even in the draft, you know, the hope is that Christian Brown works out, and he's a good offensive player, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And give Tim a little credit. You know, the KCP target was on their board going back to last trade deadline.
Okay.
It was a move he also circled. But I still want to double down on that point. I do think Calvin is a little more aggressive in terms of, look, it's just about adding defense right now. And as much as Tim did well in Denver, and that's a long list, a lot of fans are saying, what took so long to add some real defensive wings, some real perimeter defenders? Why is it just now happening? So, I think that's something Calvin's done a good job of. I think his draft followed that philosophy. We'll see about the Peyton Watson pick. But again, as I said from the top, you can evaluate it through the lens of, well, he's a defensive stud and they want to add defenders. And so whether it works out or not, you can at least trace their logic.
Yeah, no question about it. You can see a theme here with what Calvin Booth is trying to reshape this Nuggets roster in. Obviously, it was funny. I was joking with somebody the other day just about, you know, that first move that Calvin Booth needed to make. Well, just make sure you get Nikola Jokic tied up. Everything else will follow suit. You got to get that deal done. We knew it was going to happen, Brendan, but when it happened, wasn't that freaking awesome, though? I mean, you're seeing the best Denver Nugget ever just willingly sign that contract so quickly. He was ready to go. No questions asked. In a day and age where that can be a tough thing, where we see superstars left and right sign contracts and immediately after, you know, they're not happy. Kyler Murray, they're not happy about it. So, I mean, you look, Joker, I mean, it was we knew it was coming, but it was amazing.
It's a great point. It's the most underrated part about following, covering, rooting for a team with Jokic as their best player. I mean, even Milwaukee had to do this with Giannis. We've talked about that before. It worked out for them. But the pressure in that offseason was unbelievable. And it's not something – when Jokic signed that contract, it was almost anticlimactic because we all knew it was coming. And that's such a blessing for an organization in Denver's position. He's the best Nugget of all time. He wants to be here. He believes they can win here. It's drama-free right now for the most part, and that's a really rare situation.
No question. When all is happy with your star, it seems like everything else just kind of follows suit. Brendan, what are you hearing about Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr.? Because the KCP move, the Bruce Brown move, all of the other moves probably don't really matter if those two guys can't get up to the point at some point next season that we're all waiting to see, you know, what we're expecting from them at least.
Yeah, I mean, I want to say ramping up, but that almost implies that he's not ready to play. He is ready to play. The work he's done kind of five-on-five away from the cameras, we've heard that's all ratcheted up. He was there at Summer League practicing. He's just trying to get as much hoop in as he can right now. The team, I think, will play it safe. He probably won't play back-to-backs right away. Maybe there will be a light minutes restriction, although Malone rarely follows those anyway. But he should be ready to go opening night. How much they push it with him, we'll see. Porter's a bit different, not hearing as much, and he's moving in a little more silence these days. You know, a guy who definitely posts all of his highlights, he's not posting them. We're not seeing a lot of them. Have heard that he's in the gym working. As far as how healthy he is, it's a big question for me, just like it is for everyone else.
How concerned are you, maybe about both of them, but specifically MPJ, that you know, that they are going to have these long careers? These are, you know, Jamal's injury, extremely tough to come back from. Porter's already had a history with that back. So how concerned are you, Brendan? Let's go Porter first. Like a scale from 1 to 10, that MPJ might not have a long career in the NBA.
Very. I would say beyond concern. I'm kind of expecting
wow.
it. And give him credit. He's really shifted his perspective that way as well. He already talks about his career that way, that it may only be about 10 years. You know, it may be about getting the most that he can out of these opportunities in shorter windows. I think he recognizes that three back surgeries at this age, he won't be chasing MJ or LeBron's ghost, right? It's just probably not in the cards. And he has talked a lot about, you know, wanting to be a healthy and able person moving on from basketball down the line one day. So I give him credit. I think he's had to have a mature perspective on a very difficult situation. But to the point of your question, you're really just wondering, can Porter be good enough at the right time? You know, 1 year, 2 years, does it line up with when everyone's healthy? Is that enough to get you a title? I think so. But it's certainly a different question than another team saying, should this guy be the head of our franchise? I don't think you can look at him that way anymore. We're going to be playing this holding our breath game just about every offseason. It is what it is.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's why you're really hoping, again, on Jamal's side of it, too, that he comes back and we get bubble version Jamal back. And then Bones Highland, who I was pleasantly surprised. I was excited about the draft pick, but my goodness. And how he has just become a nugget. The fans love him. I mean, when he lost his dog, Brendan, everybody's freaking out, man. Have you seen this dog? Well, I mean, I'm looking for it. I'm not even in Denver. Everybody was looking out for the dude's dog. So I just really hope he takes off next year.
Me too. And look, a sophomore leap is a real thing. Is it the leap? You know, that's the proverbial leap. Who knows? But he will be a better player than he was his rookie season. One thing I love about Bones, in this day and age, there's less and less of that connection between the local team and their fan base. These are all NBA players, but that they play for the Denver Nuggets, does it mean they're a part of Denver? 9 out of 10 times, I'd say no. With Bones, it's a yes, and he wants the fans to feel that. And to me, that's just so refreshing. And I think a really big addition, as they move on from guys like Will Barton, Monte Morris, who played versions of that role in the past, you know, it's really just Jokic, Jamal, and Michael at this point that are left. You bring Bones in for him to develop that organic relationship. That's really important. I think as fans, particularly fans of a team like the Nuggets, that's what everyone's looking for.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. Brendan Vogt joining us from DNVR Nuggets. All right, Brendan, so last one for you. When you look at this roster, and like you said, hey, I think they've lived up to that hype as far as this being the biggest offseason ever. Where do you put them right now in terms of the best in the West? I mean, are they top three? Do you have them as maybe a favorite going in right now? And again, that's going to be a big assumption, assuming that Jamal and Michael Porter Jr. are good to go. But assuming they are, where do you put this team?
Yeah, I think they're right there with anyone. Clippers, Warriors, Nuggets, to me, are the best teams out West, if healthy. Denver's over-under right now is 49.5. Now, the juice isn't very good on the over, but it's the easiest over I've ever seen in my life. That's the number they basically hit last season. This team's going to be really good, man. They're going to be very, very good, if healthy. Unfortunately, we'll have to throw that asterisk on all these conversations. But Clippers, Nuggets, Warriors, and then whoever the two teams are out East, you know. But I really think the Nuggets are right in the thick of it this time, and with less stretch of the imagination than in the past.
Yeah, I'm kind of there with you, my man. Again, like you said, there's these big ifs surrounding this team, but assuming all can look good health-wise, this team should be able to make a run. Brendan, what are you working on for us? What's the next step for you? I know you guys do great work with your podcast, your write-ups. You kind of do it all.
Yeah, I'll be real busy. I'm hanging out with the Rockies podcast this week a little bit, taking some time off from the Nuggets. We're going to Serbia, though, on the 18th of August.
Sweet.
And it's going to be a week-long trip. We'll be in Belgrade. We'll catch Jokic versus Giannis. We'll do some live shows with our friends over there. So we're going to do our best to take everyone with us on the trip via the content. We'll be bringing Ryan Green, who does that great video production work. We're really, really excited about that one, man. So make sure you're tuned into DNVR Nuggets August 18th through August 26th. That's when we'll be out there.
Dude, I will be glued to that. That sounds like such an awesome opportunity. So enjoy that, my friend. And we're excited to have you kind of a part of the program as well. We want to be able to tell our listeners all about the great work you guys are doing. And we're pumped, man. Can't wait for the season.
My pleasure, my man. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, there he is, Brendan Vogt of DNVR Nuggets. Wow, they're going to go to Serbia. That's pretty sweet. DNVR, those guys, we have a lot of insiders on this show that we absolutely love, and they do a great job. All right, just got this in moments ago. Tim Patrick has been carted off of the field. Broncos training camp going on today, of course. Tim Patrick carted off of the field. Newbie even texting in saying holding his knee. So that's what we know right now. So we'll do our best to see if we can find more out about Tim Patrick. But that, if it is, and you know, again, carted off, that is a big deal. Limping off, holding his knee, hurt, whatever. But that is tough. Zach Stevens just posted, KJ Hamler walked into the locker room without a limp or any help. He could be checking on Tim Patrick, which after everything we're hearing about KJ Hamler, sure seems like he'd be the first one to run in and make sure one of his teammates is okay. KJ said he's sure to tell his teammates every day now that he loves them, appreciates them, cares about them. So hopefully that's the case for KJ, that he's not hurt as well. But Zach tweeting out that Tim Patrick didn't put any weight on his leg. when he walked from the cart into the locker room. Oh, boy. So we'll certainly try to keep our eyes out for that story, that developing story from Broncos training camp. Got a lot to hit today. Haven't even touched my Method Flow Products poll question. Beauty of three-hour programming now here on the whole show. The UNC Bears were picked to finish last and second to last by both the coaches and media poll. Pretty much both said that they were going to be at the bottom. Are they going to finish higher? A little bit higher? A lot higher, middle of the pack? Or maybe they're top team, top tier in the Big Sky. I'm actually going to have the fullback for the UNC Bears, Zach Angelo, a little great friend of mine, and one of the defensive ends for the Bears, Brooks Talkington, another great friend of mine. They're both going to be in studio at once. That is going to be a lot of dude in here, but I'm getting an offensive guy and a defensive guy in here to talk all things UNC Bears, so we're looking forward to that. Plus, I have Cody Tucker from 7220 joining me. He's our Wyoming Cowboys insider. They're knee-deep into practice as well. It is the most wonderful time of year as we prep for the NFL and NCAA football seasons. 38 minutes after the hour, let's jump out of here and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.